The borough plans to auction off the land at 919 Sandy Beach Road early next year and is changing zoning of the land to make it more attractive for a private buyer. The land would go from public use property to single-family residential, a change that essentially makes it clear the land is meant for one or more homes. Assemblymember Cindy Lagadakis was opposed to the change.
At the time that this was zoned public use, the zone single family was also in existence, and that was not chosen for this parcel. I believe the intent for this parcel was to be in public use, and so that is the way that I will be voting.
Public use lands can be for parks and public buildings, but uses allowed on single family residential land are also allowed. Borough officials want to sell the property to make money for a renovation of the municipal building and police station. Around 50 local residents petitioned the municipality not to sell the land, but keep it as it is. Assemblymember Eric Castro said his major concern was whether a home on the land would impact native petroglyphs and fish traps on the tide flats nearby on Sandy Beach. But he said he visited the parcel and did not think that was a problem.
I feel that if a residence were put there, it could be could benefit the borough financially and wouldn't affect the character of Sandy Beach Cove or of the petroglyphs in specific.
The second reading of an ordinance making the zoning change at 919 Sandy Beach passed on a 6-1 vote, with only Lagadakis voting no. The rezoning needs one more assembly approval before going through. On a related note, assembly members also voted against granting a private land right on the property to a neighboring property owner. Chris Norris says she's been using a driveway space that's been on the borough land as a way to turn around her vehicle since 1979. Norris wanted the borough to grant her an easement for continued use of that driveway space.
This is a very large lot compared to most found along Sandy Beach Road. The easement I am seeking is approximately 280 square feet, a mere 1.8% of the vacated public easement, and far less than that of the total lot size.
That turnaround is on an existing easement on the borough lot. Earlier this month, the assembly changed that land right from a public access corridor to a private utility corridor for the future landowner. Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger was not interested in including the vehicle easement for Norris on the utility easement on that property.
I empathize with Ms. Norris and her historical use of that turnout, but I can't support granting her that easement. Ms. Norris, like the rest of us in Petersburg, find a way to use her driveway as it is, use the alternative route as it was. I don't know if it's a precedent we'd be setting or not, but I'd be a bit nervous to be granting a easement such as this.
The rest of the assembly, with the exception of Lagadakis, joined Stanton Greger in voting down the turnaround easement. The borough expects to sell the property along with two other parcels in January. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.